Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shem B'tachin, share number 34. We're going to talk about asking for help. When you're about to do a mitzvah, we just said, mentioned in the last year, you don't rely on yourself. You have to have B'tachin and Hashem that requires prayer. All B'tachin requires prayer. You need to ask for help. If you don't ask for help, it shows you don't really have trust in Hashem, that your expectations of success then is wishful thinking. But when it comes to making a choice, though, it's not a matter of tefillah, it's up to you. And once you made a choice, then daven to Hashem that you helped you carry out the choice. So va'amar in Tehillim, kuf yutes lamed hey, it says, hadricheni b'nesiv mitzvaysecha, lead me in the path of your mitzvahs. What does that mean? That means I've chosen to do a mitzvah now. I made the choice, that's me, and that's bechira. And now I'm asking you, don't let me do the wrong kind of act that I'm thinking it's a mitzvah. Help me do it the right way. V'amar also in Tehillim Kufyutes, Lamed, Derech Emuna Bacharti, I have chosen the way of loyalty. In other words, don't let me be deceived and wander off that path. V'amar, and it says also in Kufyutes, Lamed Aleph, Dovakti Be'edoy Secha Hashem Al Tavisheni, I have clung to your mitzvahs. Please do not put me into shame. So David HaMelech is expressing in this pasuk that I chose to do a mitzvah, I'm taking the necessary steps in the mitzvah, but I'm asking Hashem, please see to it that something beyond my control doesn't hold me back from carrying out the mitzvah properly. So that tefillah works. So in other words, to do the mitzvah, the decision and the efforts you need to do and the steps you need to take, that's bechira, you have to do it on your own. You don't rely on tefillah and have it done for you. You have to do it yourself. But as you're doing those pe'ulais, or you're about to, and you made that decision already, then you ask Hashem, help me carry it out the right way. So for example, you have a ratzon to be married, and you want to daven for the best kala or the best chasen that you would want, and but it's up to Hashem, of course. It's not up to you to make your kala that special person or that chasen that special person. Only Hashem could choose the right one for you. And as far as you could tell, as you're dating or as it's getting close, that she's the right one or he's the right one. But it's up to Hashem to make sure that it is the right thing for you. So the idea is that she, for example, asks Hashem, help me carry it out successfully. I'm doing my ishtadlus, but you help me that I don't get deceived. You help me be in the right path with this. And that is a healthy way to go about it. V'amar in Kufyutes, v'atatzel mitpi dvar emes ad ma'oid. Don't utterly remove the word of truth from me, ki mishpatecha yichalti, because I put hope in your commandments. You're telling Hashem by this is that I want to speak the truth, but to carry out the commandments, I need your help. I need your help, Rabbi Nishalaylam, to ensure that I don't make any errors. Sometimes a person can have the best intentions and make an incorrect interpretation of a halacha. So your intention is good, but you still need to ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya to carry out your intention properly. So the David's first request here was, which we're going to see now, is that there should be no distractions. V'chol zeh raya, all this is proof. Shebechirasay ha'isa b'mas avayda. David's choice was an avayda, right? In other words, he chose to go in the path of Torah. He chose to learn. He chose to spread justice. He chose to do mitzvahs. So what did he daven for? He asked Hashem for two requests. What did he ask Hashem? Echad, one request was, Hashem should help him maintain his single-mindedness, to maintain his strength of choice in the Avodah, to remove the worldly distractions from his heart and eyes. Shenemar, like it says over there in Tehillim, Peivav Yud Aleph, Yached Levavi LeYerushamecha, let my heart be undivided. In other words, the world is full of so many ideas and thoughts that could go through a person's mind. So you make a bechira choice, but then your mind gets blurred by all these distractions. And sometimes a person has a hard time focusing his mind against those distractions. And he needs Hashem for help to give you that single focus. And you need Hashem, so there you ask Hashem. You ask Hashem, please guard me from all the false impressions in the world. Guard me from the unhealthy media or literature. Of course, you have to do your shtadlis and stay away from it. But you ask Hashem to protect you from those influences, from the way other people may talk or fads or trends that disturb the mind and heart. So yes, you have the bechira to actively move away from that, but you still need to ask Hashem to help you protect from it that may seep in. Or in Kuf Yutes Yud Ches, Gal Einai, reveal, open up my eyes, unveil my eyes. Vabita niflois mitayasecha, so I may see wonders in your Taira. In other words, you have that bechira. You are choosing to see the wonders of the Taira. You're choosing to learn Taira, and you're looking for the truth. But you're asking Hashem, please help me find that wisdom that I'm seeking. Or in Kuf Yutes Lamed Zayin, Harver einai meiroi shav, move away my eyes from seeing falsehood. The mere sight of false things will distract my mind from the truth. So once a person trusts something that is wrong, he needs help from Hashem. Help me rid myself of the effects of that misplaced trust. Or in Kuf Yutes Lamed Vav, Hatli, be inclined my heart, Elei Deisecha, to your teachings. So this is the first request that David asked. That Hashem protect me from all the things that will distract me from my original good intention. Whether it's the influence from environments, from people, from ideas that come into your mind. So you have the bechira to choose that path of avodah. And then you're asking Hashem, please help me, protect me, that it should not be distracted. So that's request number one. What is request number two? Hasheni, the second request you ask from Hashem, lechazek evarav al hashlamas hamaisim b'avodasai, to give you strength of limbs to help you carry out all the acts that you're choosing for a service. In other words, sometimes a person is weakened. So he has the good intention, but he has difficulty carrying it out. So he asks Hashem to give him the strength to carry out all his good resolutions. If he has to build a sukkah, he made a decision, he will build it and buy it and put it together. And that's your bechira that you have to do. You don't rely on Hashem to do it for you. But you ask Hashem, okay, I decided to do this. Please help me have siyata d'shmaya to be able to put it together properly. Give me the koyach to do it. Give me the ability to fulfill this mitzvah from beginning to end that you could ask for. Cause me to walk on the path of your mitzvahs. Give me the energy to follow up on all my good intentions. I want to stay up Shavuos night. That's my ratzon, and I'm planning on it. Give me the koyach to do so with a clear mind, a clear head, as an example. And Kuf Yutes Kuf Yud Zayin says, Sa'odeini, support me, V'ivasheya, and I will be saved. So then he says, I'm going to explain the later the kinds of obstacles, Mafsidei Achelek Hazeh, that holds us back, and how to overcome them. So we have to pray to be free of those obstacles. That's part of our Bechira too. So part of our bechira is the decision to do that mitzvah, no question about it. But part of that bechira is also to daven to Hashem for the siyat d'shmaya. The two reasons we asked is to remove those obstacles, of those worldly distractions from you, and to give you the ability to carry out those mitzvahs. So to summarize this idea here, is that a person has to strive to gain loyal attitude that will cause him the right way. He has to work until he has a lev shalom and a mind and a heart that wants to do the right thing. And so you ask Hashem for help. Keep my mind on that path that I have chosen. I chose that path, but help me not get distracted. And give me the energy and the means to carry out those good, healthy resolutions. This is a very, very important yesod. So even though it says, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yira shamayim, that everything is in the hands of heaven except for yira shamayim. So yira shamayim means the decision to do mitzvahs and staying away from averis, whether it's mitzvahs of evarim, of the limbs, or mitzvahs of the heart, is in your power. But yes, it's in your power. Hashem wants you to choose that. But ultimately, you have to turn to Hashem and ask you to help me keep my choice strong. Help me not get distracted by the distractions or the nisyonos of the Yetzirah that would hold me back from my resolve, and help me carry it out completely. So this, what we explained here in this shir, explains these concepts that we say in Shachris, by Ahavas Oilam Ahava Rabba, that we say in the morning, that we ask Hashem for things like that. Sein bili beinu bina, give in our heart understanding. We have to work on our own understanding what Hashem gives us, but give us in our heart that ability to lahav and lahaskel. Harei neinu b'sayir secha, lighten my eyes in the Torah. I'm learning the Torah. So that's your bechira. You have to learn Torah, but Hashem gives you that light. Yached lavaveinu lehav yoshemecha. Unify my heart to love and fear your name. So you see, Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are in your Bechira. You have to choose to be ma'ir of that love and awe for Hashem, but you could still ask Hashem, Yached Lavaveinu, unify my heart to do this. Unify my heart to do this. So that is, even within the Bechira realm of Yiras Shamayim and doing mitzvahs, where Hashem says, don't rely on me. I want you to do it. I put this in your hands to do that work and to make those decisions and to carry it out. But once you make that decision and try to carry it out and you decide that, you turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, I did decide this. Help me that the decision and the resolve should be strong, and help me have the kayach to continue further to be able to do these mitzvahs the right way. Bracha v'atzlacha.